died when he was about 6 years old. And he had his brother Will, who was next to him, and then two little sisters. And the one little sister died right away, probably was the cause of his mother's death. And the other, so my grandfather got married right away again to have someone take care of the children. And then she proceeded to have six of her own. Anyhow, my father had no use for stepmothers, I can tell you that. Well, we never knew anything about her because my dad didn't know anything about her because she died when he was so young, and I didn't realize until later that her mother had already died, and so he wasn't around her people.
And her father.
And her father. So he always wondered about her. Well, when we were living in Carbondale, two of his aunts, one of them was not a lot older than Dad. She was only a half-sister to his mother, and the other one was his sister. And they had looked up Dad, and they came to see him, and they told him stories about her. And one story that we kids all got a kick out of was that when young girls would go to church on Sunday night, their boyfriends would wait out with their buggies waiting for them to come out. And so one Sunday night, the girls were anxious to get out, and the minister called on my grandmother, and he said, "Sister Georgianne, would you like to testify?" And she got up and said, "No, I feel rather cold tonight." And she sat down. And I guess Aunt Roseanne just nearly laughed her guts out. Anyhow, then she told us, Aunt Roseanne told us about when they left their home in Tennessee. It was during the Civil War, and my grandfather was not in sympathy with the South, so they were moving farther north. So they started out, but that first night they stopped at my dad's grandparents to stay all night. I don't know what it'd be. Anyhow, Aunt Roseanne said she and the other children went out and sat on the lawn, and they could hear the cannons booming, but it made the ground vibrate, and they would, their bottoms, you know, would go up and down. And they got her, kids, you know, they just get a kick out of that. And they go out there just so they could sit on the ground and feel the ground shake. And that was one story she told us. And she had told us about Grandma testifying. Then Aunt Fanny, who was only a half-sister to Grandma, said that when my grandma died, Aunt Fanny's job was to look after Dad and Uncle Will and their little sister while, you know, out after the funeral and when people were there and everything. And my dad getting up on a stump and imitating his father and preaching and waving his arms and saying stuff my grandpa would say. And she said, I said, right then, John's going to be a minister. And I was right. Those are the only things I can